Welcome to Hypothetically Speaking, the show where we discuss would you rather questions. We take a look at hypothetical scenarios and we analyze them in extreme detail. With me, as always, my partner in crime, Bennett Deedy. And yet, once again, he's not here. Oh, there he is. Bennett, what's up?
Gentlemen, how we doing?
Doing well. Pat, what's going on with you?
What's up, boys? Ready to debate.
Let's debate. The question of the day, are we all ready?
Ready.
Let's do it.
Question of the day, a classic would you rather. As well. Would you rather be a tree or would you rather live inside of a tree? Now, living inside of the tree does not mean in a tree house. It means within the hollow structure of a tree. Similar to Bill Murray in Get Smart.
Similar to a jail cell, but worse.
So, based on that, I'm going to go ahead and say that you're going to be a tree.
I am a tree.
I mean, that comment was blasphemy, and based off that, Casey, you can assume I'm going to go with living in a tree.
I'm also going to live in a tree, Bennett, because what I'm was a logical man that is logical and bases my decisions off the logic of the universe.
Yeah,
exactly. Bennett, what was blasphemous about that?
Blasphemous.
Before we get into what's so blasphemous, are there any clarifying questions needed?
Yes, my clarifying question is between, what was blasphemous?
That's a good clarifying question. I'd say probably in total we have between 40 to 60 clarifying questions on this one.
Well, we have 3 minutes to discuss.
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, Pat, to compare something as beautiful as nature and having that experience to a jail cell is disgusting of you.
But I'm offended. That's part of my argument. You guys aren't nature. I'm nature because I'm a tree. You're something that's never found in nature, where you've enclosed yourself on the inside of a tree where technically there's no light unless you guys are hollowing out a hole in it.
And we definitely have a hole. We are Bill Murray and Get Smart. That is the situation. There's a big like owl hole. My head can see out of it.
Listen, you have this is a strong, good size tree here. Like you've got.
I'm a redwood.
What?
I'm a redwood.
We're living in Sequoia. Might be a stretch. That'd be pretty damn nice. But I mean, if you're going to be living in a tree, we got to make this reasonable.
Yeah, you're not a redwood. We did clarify already that you are an average tree.
I feel like if you had to describe me as a tree, though, that would be the closest description.
To you as a human being?
Yeah.
I feel like that's a lack of self-awareness on your part. You're a normal tree. I mean, and if you were a redwood or a sequoia, then, you know, maybe I'd be changing my mind. But we're going with a normal tree. You're just a...
Clarifying question. If I, as a kid, or if another kid climbed you tree, and let's say you had a shitty small branch and it snapped off, does that cause you pain?
I don't think so.
I think yes. Why would it not?
Because I don't think trees have, like, pain receptors.
Well, they don't, but they're also not human beings that have decided to be a tree, so.
No. But now we're talking about, like, any other level of conscious that he might have as a human, but in tree form.
Well, and I don't think we want to give him that. So, but that's the thing. Then what can he even argue? So he's just a tree. He doesn't experience anything. Basically dead.
I mean,
I'm not dead.
He's not, though, and it's interesting because a tree is a living
a symbol
form.
Of life.
It's a long
time. Have you not seen Avatar?
Oh, holy shit.
You're not home tree, nor are you Awa. So
Avatar is gold, and that tree is the coolest thing I've ever seen in real life or on a screen by
fact. And it certainly isn't what Pat is as a tree.
Not even
it might
close.
Be. There's no. A chance.
It's not.
No.
There's no chance. No, but he's a living organism. He's going to be alive for a long, long time. And trees, like plants, have a way of communicating. They just do. I don't know much more than that, but there is some like realm of life and communication amongst the neighboring trees, I think, possibly.
There definitely is not. I don't know where you're going with this.
No, I mean, there is, though. It's like there could be.
Dude, it's like in Lord of the Rings when the trees are all talking to each other about whether or not they should go to war.
Trees are like this, like, vet. It's like an elephant. It's like this veteran, respected
I knew you were gonna say that.
Being. It's like,
are you going to be a tree or are you going
to
live in
it? Yeah, Ben is making all my arguments for me. I love it.
Well, unfortunately, like, I'll just put it back on you and say, like, Pat, talk to me about life as a tree.
Yeah, we're done clarifying. You're a tree. Apparently you can live and breathe, but you have no consciousness. So I don't know what that even means. But
my middle name is Photosynthesis. And that's really what it comes down to. I'm just going to be loving life as a tree. It's going to be the definition of nature where every day I'm just relaxing, taking in the sun's beautiful rays, making food for myself, making food for all the life around me, chit-chatting it up with the trees around me. Really just, it's a life with no stress or anything. Whereas you guys have basically put yourselves in a jail where you can't do anything, you can't move around, you can't hang out with
people. I have a clarifying point.
You're standing in your own filth and bathroom.
What's your clarifying point?
All of those things that you just mentioned, you have no ability to like comprehend or be aware of the fact that they're happening.
Correct.
That's tree knows.
And no, hold on, stop.
No,
you weren't like one time a person that became this tree and is now aware of your like really relaxing and like natural way of life. No, you're just an unconscious tree that's doing all of the things that you just mentioned, but with literally as far as we know, like no consciousness or awareness whatsoever.
Correct. Yeah. You're the tree equivalent of Jack Nicholson at the end of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. You are like a lobotomized.
In the Shining.
No. One Flew Over the Cuckoo. I mean, that's what you are. You're a vet. When people joke in movies and call somebody who has no brain a vegetable and that they're just like a living, technically living, breathing thing, right? You're like in a coma on life support and you have no acknowledgement of anything around you whatsoever.
Another tree I just thought of is from the greatest video game of all time, Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time. That tree knows exactly what's going on. There wouldn't be all these examples of trees that could communicate and stuff if it wasn't true.
I would also argue that, like, for Casey and I to be living in a tree, the same way that you are just a tree, you've somehow started or restarted as a tree, I think that Casey and I, that this should be a natural way of life as well. Like, we're not detained in some type of, like, imprisonment type of way where we're, like, losing our mind. Like, I think that that should be our natural environment within this tree. So we eliminate the whole thing of like, it's a prison cell.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not. It's not a prison cell.
It definitely is. And you guys are trying to change it because you're realizing like it would be so boring and you can't do anything. Like, what would you do all day?
Pat, imagine if you kept your consciousness right now and became a tree. I mean, you would like,
that is prison. That's legitimately, you're like, you act, we can eat and stuff. We already talked about that. I can eat food. That is like a life in and of itself.
Yeah, you're going to
imagine your mind right now, all of the things that you're accustomed to and conditioned to and whatever. And now you're just stuck there as a tree thinking about your
stuck. It's been morphed into tree version.
What about it has morphed? What's changed at all? You're just a tree now.
Yeah, and I have like tree type thoughts instead of human type thoughts. Obviously.
You idiot.
Whereas you guys still have your human brains and thoughts, but you're stuck in this weird half tree limbo where
this is what is like amazing to me. Yes, we do have our human brains. Remind me again which part of the tree the brain is located in that it makes you capable of thoughts and feeling and stuff.
That's the cool thing about a tree. It runs throughout.
No.
It's proven you could like cut off a branch and plant the branch and then that will turn into a tree.
When has that
Pat, that isn't true.
That is true.
It's definitely not true.
Pat, it's not true.
That's 100% true. I've done it before.
You haven't.
Not a whole tree, but a plant.
No, not from a branch. If you're talking about it produces
some sort of... From a plant branch, I have.
Seedling. A plant branch.
branch.
Hold on. We need to really, like, hone in on the fact that Pat is in a living hell. Like, we're not getting this
Bennett, Pat is like, just getting rained on all day long. He's got
I fucking love water. I drink that shit off. Water. I do. That's all I love.
No, you don't love water and sun. You're non-existent. This is like
my middle name is photosynthesis.
Look at it this way. Like, okay, even though a tree is alive, you have given up your life and you don't have any like substantial form of living now at all anymore either. Like it's just it's over. It's done.
Explain to me what your day-to-day is.
Dude, I'm going to be – Casey and I have talked extensively about, like, living on a farm somewhere in
– That is so different.
No, listen to me. This is
– Are you shitting me? A farm compared to a one-foot-by-one-foot tree.
No. I have more room than that. All right? So this is my opportunity to literally become one – with nature. I'm gonna become here, and Casey, I would say the same. You're gonna become some like unheard of like new form of person where you're basically just like assuming you can somehow get your hands on like some pen and paper, maybe you make it yourself. You're gonna have like new answers of you're gonna be writing books, like dropping them out of your tree hole, and people are just gonna like come pick them up, and now you're gonna be like a new wonder of the world. Honestly, like you are officially a new wonder.
We are a wonder of the world. That is a fact.
Assuming that we are,
that'll probably just get cut down to make the paper that we write our novel on.
No, that's the truth. Like, imagine you're 26, and now you're living inside of a tree. Like, you are. I can't emphasize it enough. You are a wonder of the world. Like, you are someone that people are going to visit for answers to life.
There's no doubt about that.
You have a new perspective that could otherwise never be achieved. And it's one that defines being like this relationship with nature that's just unimaginable. You have nothing, Pat.
Oh my god. Dude, that is so stupid. You're talking about relationships with nature, whereas I am the definition of nature. I'm a fucking tree.
But there's no relationship there. You're just a tree.
It's me!
It's me! It's not you. You're a fucking tree. It's not you.
That is nature.
I know, but there isn't a relationship. It's just nature. You're just a part of it. Exactly. You're a part of it, but Casey and I are in tune with this untouchable relationship with the natural world.
How can you possibly argue that a human and a tree is more natural than just a tree?
It's the dumbest thing ever. I'm not saying that it's more natural. I'm saying there's now a relationship there between – and you're witnessing life happen. You're witnessing Mother Nature outside of your tree hole. Like, you're seeing like these critters are
I'm gonna put my fist in your tree hole.
Oh man. You don't have a fist. You have nothing.
Think of this, though. You guys are going to be standing in your tree, and then you're going to be like, you know what? I'm kind of tired. I think I'll go to sleep now. And you're just going to have to, like, awkwardly lean your face forward on the tree inside of the bark. Yeah, how are you going to sleep, man? You can't lay down. It's not big enough.
No, I mean, I'm in there. Like, I'll just lean back.
That's so you're standing for the rest of your life, man.
It's better than sitting. And
what?
I mean, no. I mean, it's better for me than sitting.
Yeah, you're going to die.
But listen, Bennett and I can have somewhat of a normal life still. We are conscious. We're being fed food. Yeah,
dude, people can still come and see us, like,
and they will,
and they will, and they'll be like insanely fascinated by our life.
With axes, no, we can inside of the tree say, "Hey, I'm living in this. This is my home. Don't cut it down." You, when I walk to you up to you with an axe, you just sit there like a silent tree because that's what you are. And then I do cut you down and I make you into paper or whatever the hell else I want to do. Connor Costello comes and cuts you down and chops you up for a full summer to heat his home. Connor, by the way, is the other person that's been on this podcast a few times. And he used to chop wood a lot. That's that reference. So.
Thanks for breaking that down.
Now we know.
Dude, you guys are going to be so like bored and restless in there. Just like, wishing you could go for a run or like
Bennett,
go play a
Bennett,
sport.
Highly significant point I didn't even think about. Where are we located? Because if we have a nice massive tree hole, then we might have a view of like a really great view of something, either like a nice natural setting in like Yellowstone National Park, or maybe we're in the middle of like a college, so we get to admire all the beautiful people that walk by us. There's a lot of good options for where we can be and how good the view is from our tree hole.
No, I mean, I think it goes unsaid that we have a spectacular view.
That's a fact. And that's the thing. Pat has nothing.
No.
Pat,
and you can put him in the most
What?
Put him in the most beautiful place on earth.
He won't know.
He won't know.
I'm a part of the beauty.
So are we. And we're
no, you're not.
We are.
You're like this weird sideshow attraction.
There's nothing weird about – we're like Mahatma Gandhi.
No, you're not.
Bennett was dead on. We are going to be spewing some of life's most radical thoughts.
Dude. But
that's actually such a great way to put it. Like, you really are going to be creating radical ways of thinking.
You're going to create nothing. And you could go back to one of the most influential things of all time, like – Isaac Newton sitting under the tree and the apple hit him in the head, like that could potentially be me. I'll drop an acorn on some guy and he'll be like, oh shit, time travel.
Yeah, you'll watch him like walk that. Away and steal all your thunder and you'll get no credit for it. And you'll
and steal all your apples.
Dumb tree. He's just taking shit from you.
You still have your dumb thoughts to tell people. Being in a tree isn't going to make it more profound.
When Isaac Newton came out with the laws of gravity, he didn't go, and I'd like to thank the tree whose apple fell from their branch to help create
he
this.
He did. If you saw, I'm quoting so many great sources in this podcast. If you saw Da Vinci Code, the little code thing at the end is solved by the word apple, which was made by Isaac Newton because he was a part of that secret society.
What does that have to do with the tree?
Because apple was the reason or his like inspiration for figuring out what gravity was.
I know, but
an apple fell from a tree. He was sitting under a tree.
Yeah, fell from a tree. People don't consider apples like part of the tree itself. It's just an apple that fell from the tree.
Yeah, it was made by the tree.
You're not an apple tree. Let's just clarify that in advance.
You don't produce any fruit.
No, I don't want to be an apple tree anyways.
Good.
But you guys haven't even addressed the issue of potential pests in your little home, whether it's bugs, which suck, squirrels, which are annoying, or something even worse like raccoons or skunks or – who knows what?
No, this will be a problem for the first week, and then you'll just be tight with all of them. Otherwise, you've just named a few food sources, so no problem.
Yeah, I was thinking food the whole time.
Oh, yeah. God,
that's terrible. Not as good as my sun and water diet.
I just, like, there's no other thing to say other than you don't, there's nothing for you to enjoy. You don't have thought.
I enjoy photosynthesis.
You don't enjoy it.
It's just being in nature. You do. Plants enjoy.
But
if you talk to a plant, it grows faster.
But you have to acknowledge that you don't. You can't enjoy these things you don't know about.
You can't enjoy something if you are that thing. It's like you saying that the film enjoyed itself because it's such a good film. Do you know who the only? Do you know what the only thing in the world is?
Film isn't alive.
That is. But you're not, you're living in the most technical scientific sense. You don't have conscious thought. I already made the analogy. You are a vegetable person with no brain. You're just being held together by an iron lung and you're on life support. That's what you are. You're just like irrelevant.
Why do plants grow faster when you talk to them?
They don't.
They do.
Not when you talk to them, but maybe when someone talks to them.
Okay, well, answer the question.
No, I mean, I don't think that's a thing. I don't know what you're talking about.
It is a thing.
No, Pat, come on. Stop it.
I think he's talking about, like, if you play it good music, like, stuff happens.
I'll even take that, too. How come that happens, then?
Not because the fucking plant was like, oh, damn, I love AC/DC. Thank you for playing this for me. I'm going to grow way faster now. Just because of the vibes, the energy, whatever it might be. But that doesn't make you conscious.
It is. Just because they can't talk doesn't mean they're not conscious. It's conscious. It's in its own plant way, tree way.
Pat, how many trees have you like pissed on in your life? I mean, don't like you're not
probably
going
like 100.
In like you're just getting pissed on all the time.
All the time, yeah. I've added at least 200 to that list. So between two people, you've already covered 300 trees.
Okay, well, there are a lot more than 300 trees.
What does piss do for a tree's growth?
I mean, it's got water in it, so it probably helps.
That
I mean, I used to piss on the grass in my backyard and it would die instantly.
That's exactly what happens.
Yeah,
it's taking such a funny turn.
That shit is lethal.
So what are you gonna do when you're standing in your own piss after a week?
What do you mean? You just got pissed on by 80 teenagers.
What?
Teenagers.
How did I get pissed on by 80 teenagers?
Because you're a tree. You're a stupid tree that just gets pissed on. Like we the point we just made.
So imagine if you had a stand-in all of the times you go to the bathroom for the rest of your life.
Well, that can't happen. We can't just fill up our tree with like poop and stuff.
Yeah, no,
I would give you guys a week at your rate.
There's we've clarified that there is room to operate here.
Okay, so you poop a foot behind you,
and then we throw it out of the tree hole.
So where are you gonna wash your hands?
In the plethora of water that all of my loyal servants bring to me because I'm such a radical thinker.
Not if you have poop all over your hands. They're going to be like, who's that weird guy with poop on his hands that lives in the tree?
Most no, they bring you like bags and shit like
and
that.
Toilet paper.
The
Most
bag,
of the greatest minds in history had poop on their hands.
Dude, they want to keep you. They want to keep you going here. Like, they want to make this an enjoyable. Like, they need
they
all of these new ideas that you're producing.
Yeah.
Dude, what ideas? Like, just because you're in a tree, it has nothing to do with your contribution to society.
Oh,
you're just a weirdo.
No, I mean, there's no other human doing this, Pat. Like,
yeah, because it's weird. There's a reason.
Exactly. But if there was no choice and you're all of a sudden doing it, you're going to become a radical thinker that's going to change society. It's just,
oh
it's one and the same.
I don't know how you make that that assumption.
It just comes down to conscious thought, Pat. We are functioning, contributing members of society.
No,
borderline leaders of society. You
Look
are
at it this way,
piss tree.
Pat, if I found out that there was like a normal person that was out there living in a tree and he like went viral or something like that and 10 years his pet had passed, I'm going and I'm picking that guy's brain. And assuming he hasn't entirely lost his mind by that point, he's going to have some shit to say.
He's gonna have some shit to hand you because there's no space left in this tree. I'm going to the bathroom for 10
years. Here's the thing: I don't want to shit on trees because, like, trees are awesome. It's just like,
but the only that's the thing, Bennett.
There's trees no are reason awesome to for
all of us. Guess who doesn't think a tree is awesome? Another tree.
Another tree.
That's
exactly.
Not
true. There's no reason.
The trees are a tight knit community, and they all support each other.
Incorrect. Like, guess who doesn't enjoy the beauty of a mountain? Another mountain.
Also not true.
What does that? What do you mean, not true?
Mountains have each other's backs.
Oh, enough of this. Enough of this. All right. Listen, we've talked this one to death. Pat came at this from no logical standpoint. Me and Bennett have created radical
thought. Stop with this unbiased shit.
No, but that was a highly true statement.
The truest. It doesn't have to be unbiased.
I should say biased, not unbiased.
That yeah, you meant biased. I understood what you meant. But
no,
regardless.
Casey has the most ridiculous sign-offs of all time. They drive me fucking crazy.
All right.
That was fair. We're going to let that one slide.
Yeah, that was dead on, actually. Listeners, we want to hear what you think. Would you rather be a tree or would you rather live in a tree, within the hollow workings of a tree? Not in a treehouse, similar to Bill Murray in Get Smart, within a tree with a tree hole.
Similar to a coffin.
But there's a hole in it, and people feed you and come to visit.
Like a wake.
All right, listeners, let us know what you think. I think we killed it this time, fellas.
Yeah.
Hey, nice
signing
job.
Off. Talk to
you. All right, see you guys. Podcast.